Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Please do.
Listen, Abby's already pushing me to 11 o'clock. Get going.
We have a tendency to slow start our Sunday sometimes, but
this I know yesterday. So, welcome Close Enough.
Hi,
we love you all very much.
We are minus our superstar co-host Charlie today. She wants everyone to know, stay safe out there. And yes, she does know she's awesome. So,
yeah. Thanks to the people who told her in person that they loved her on the podcast.
Yeah, she needed that boost of confidence. She's really lacking for self-confidence.
Happy kickoff to your, I guess it's the unofficial start of summer.
Summertime. Yeah.
It feels that way. You're out of school. Congrats. Mm-hmm. All your rooms wrapped up, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm a hoarder. But I've got rid of so much shit over the years.
Guess what she brought home? Her trove of plants.
My plant babies are home. I get to wake up and say, good morning, everybody. And I open the shade for them.
That's not what she says to her family. That's what she says to her plants.
You got to talk to them nice.
I guess. Lord, what it's a week. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If you would, go ahead. Just know this episode is going to be great. Give it a share. That's all we ask. This is free. Although you can get Acast Plus if you so happen to feel inclined. We don't really have anything special. Nobody's done it. But if you are one of the ones that wants to pay $5 a month for a subscription, we'll just talk to you. Like, we'll just call you. Or we'll record an episode just with you that you can listen to whenever. That's how awesome we are. Right?
That's right.
Don't call Abby. She probably won't call you back. Or answer the phone.
Okay, listen. I'm doing better. I just forget to turn it on.
It's okay. The theme this week is progress. All about making progress. But in getting the midst, better. We had a whole schedule laid out yesterday.
Yeah.
We got to go to Costco. We had our workouts planned. We had dinner planned. And then Harlan started puking.
For no damn reason.
For you people with kids that just the random illnesses.
Like our day was going great. He comes in, my belly hurts. I puke, and like we don't have past tense, present tense. I'm like, you did. You are what?
And then he did.
And he did.
But he's better now.
There's nothing that this morning. So he's puked like a lot. There's nothing that makes you move faster. And I know there's like memes about this. Then when you hear that puking,
whether it be a human or a dog or whatever,
he moves so fast. This morning he was on his iPad. And I was on the phone with my mom, and he played something with running water. I leapt into action. The
natural reflex is like.
I was like, oh, PTSD. I feel like he's getting ready. It was just water. But
we've had to. I'm going to say that Abby has carried the torch for week 6,322 since we've been married. But this week was trying. For me, I've in my older age. I have, not that I have a solid routine, but I don't like the routine I have to be messed with too much.
Anything deviates, he becomes a major asshole about it.
So we had a holiday to start the week. I had to be out of town Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I had a meeting late into Wednesday night. I have a medical procedure that we'll talk about on Friday. It just does not bode well for my spirit.
And despite the fact I was off work, I had multiple things that I was doing. I was cleaning out different parts. of our school, we have this book room attached to my classroom. And oh my God, it's a treat. Like going back and looking at like 1972 textbooks. Let me tell you, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Just,
there's not a picture one. And like they didn't give a shit. They're like, here, read a book. But now if you go to a textbook now, which we've not bought textbooks since I started teaching, that was 18 years ago. It's full of pictures and like, see, here's a CD-ROM and Trent. So we threw away so many transparencies, but which is like there's not even devices to look at a transparency anymore. So it was just funny to see the progression of things. We're like, what do we do with these CD-ROMs? And you know, they were so progressive and. But we got this room cleaned out. So every day I've had something, whether it's that or interviews or something.
And I've been gone.
And Gary's been gone. So we all know I love being a stay-at-home mom.
Dream job.
Shout out
to the stay-at-home moms. You're built different.
Just trying to get everybody to where they needed to be at exactly the same time. And Gary's already gone for the day. So
yeah, I was an early bird.
And our house is like trash filth, end of year trash filth. And I can't find it. Like I text Gary one morning, like, where the hell are Harlan's shoes? I can't find his shoes. Like we've got to get a better system because in my heart, I was like, I'll just buy another pair.
I feel like I'm rubbing off on
that,
you there.
That is not my tendency. But we made it through this week for them. And there's some little extras that we've added, stressors or
motivators
that we've added to the mix that, you know, I think previously, as of a week ago, a sick kid, everything that we dealt with would have instantly sent me into like fuck it mode and I would just carry on as normal and go for convenience over discipline, I guess. So
we're working on our discipline.
Yes.
It's been and I feel like I have like manic states.
You absolutely do.
Where I have like a flood of ideas and motivation and repressed ideas of like greatness. So I'm working out in the morning. It was the morning, right?
Yeah.
It's like Tuesday morning, like 4 in the morning.
No.
Yeah. And I, or maybe it was Monday.
It was Monday.
Yeah, so
and it was afternoon.
Whatever. Same thing. It was 4 in the morning somewhere. The way time zones work.
What's wrong with you?
So
why do I listen to you? Shit, you don't even know what time. Your recall is awful. All right, carry on.
Excuse me. Anyway, so I tell Abby. So I'm listening to Real AF with Andy Frisella. If you don't know, he's the president of First Form. He's had this successful podcast, but he's not for everybody.
He yells.
Yeah,
I don't listen to anything he does.
He's just built different. So I tell Abby, first of all, I was like, hey, we're going to write a book. I'm manifesting that we're going to write a book about our life and just how like normal, to even with this podcast, it's to normalize not being like the perfect couple, the perfect parents, the perfect employees, the perfect physique.
We're just
so I told her that, and I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna start 75 hard." And she's like, "Okay." Now, grant you, I have in the last shit. I guess it's been since March, April, May. I'm 4 months, almost 4 months into my no nicotine journey.
Very proud. It's a challenge.
I mean, I would trade Harlan for 2 cans of Grizzly right now on the black market, but
it's true.
So, like, I conquered that with some, and I'll tell you why later. But so I did that.
Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you because that's been hard, and no one has like we've not suffered too much in this process. Mm-hmm. It was a little dicey at first, but
it brought out some feelings that I didn't know it was capable of. Like I've poo-pooed anxiety for a long time, and that like my anxiety, I was like, "Holy shit, this is real!
Welcome to the shit show, baby!"
I was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna have to kill somebody."
Yep.
Just shut up, don't talk to me. I gained 22 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I did coffee grinds as like an oral thing. I bought a monster thing of blow pot. Like it was in the beginning, it was rough. So, but I'm on the other side of that now. So I'm like, I can do, if you don't know, last year I did 68 days of 75 hard.
Still hurts my heart.
Yeah. And like I failed because I didn't take a picture one day. It was like 4th of July.
Yeah.
So Abby says, can I do it with you? And so I've never been more happy quick to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like, I didn't finish, but I get the tenements and the goal is. So I send her the podcast where he lays out what it is. And I have the book.
And I effectively don't listen to the podcast.
And she's like, oh, I'll just put me on my waters. I can't put me on your waters. You got to be plain water. Okay, I don't understand that.
Hold up. I get this, and I know Gary's like, do you understand why you're doing this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to do it, and now I'm into it, and I'm sure I'm understanding. Like, I felt a little, I'll talk a little bit about that later, but the Mio in the water. So, if you don't know, 75 hard, we are doing two, well, you are starting it today?
Yes.
So, we started together, then Gary got off track. So, anyway.
Yeah, I was gone for a day, and then I had... So, here's what you need to know about 75 hard.
Abandoned me. Two workouts a day. One has to... Two 45-minute workouts a day. One has to be outside.
A gallon of water.
1 gallon of water. More on that later. One progress pick. 10 pages of a book. A book. Physical book. Cannot be an ebook. Dumb. Nonfiction, which is fine. I have tons of, like... memoirs and things that I want to read. I have a book I want to read, but still stupid, dumb. It can't be on your phone. Whatever. It's 10 fucking pages. I'm reading Frizella. Like, stop. That's all. Like, does he have like some gift? Like, is he like in cahoots with the book, the printers of some company?
It's gotta be his book.
No
drugs or alcohol.
It just says no alcohol. I just want to point that out. Not that I'm going to go like snort a line of Coke, but I just want to point out all I see is no alcohol, but whatever. So I'm going to be 75 days completely sober
like a
during
pilgrim.
During the summer, poolside, sipping on my non-Mio water, but whatever.
Last thing is pick a diet and stick to it. No cheat meals.
So I'm doing like kind of a calorie deficit first, hit my protein second, macro sort of diet.
And his example is essentially would be if you could find somebody to give you a diet plan and stick to it. But like he did carb cycling.
Yes. I want to get to that point. But if you have never, if the way that we jumped into this, doing macros is hard.
It's
a lot of math and it's hard. So when
it's,
I sit
it's
down,
also like a puzzle, like a weird,
yes.
Take the food pyramid, but chop it into basically three pieces and then try to align it.
I told Gary the other night, like I screwed up, had a tablespoon of mayonnaise, 10 grams of fat out the frickin' door. But if you have an avocado, that's a lot of fat. So I'm kind of like this whole fat thing. So I'm trying to stay under my saturated fat and definitely not go way over my fat. But because I don't understand if you're eating something like an avocado, like why should we be counting that fat? So I am doing this, like hit my protein, stay under calorie. And that's my priority. I haven't even gone close to hitting my carbs yet.
Me either.
And I like trying to hit that because I'm like, that's way too many damn carbs in my head.
We're trained in like low, like to lose weight, it has to be low right. carb.
And so maybe I would lose weight if I hit my carbs. But that's a lot of damn eating. Like it feels like a lot of eating.
And I'll say this, if you're out there listening and you're thinking about going on a diet, this is minutia. This is like details.
Right.
Just
priority. Stay under calories. If I'm in calorie deficit, I'm doing good. And I'm trying to hit my protein just because everything I read. Protein is king in terms of like I want to lose fat, but I don't want to, I want to be more muscle. That is my ideal.
Jacked and tan.
There you
that's
go.
That's all she wants to be jacked and tan.
So I start this and, you know, my fashion is like, I don't, I don't need to listen. I cannot listen to his podcast. Like, just tell me what he says.
Like, here's the rules. Here's why it is what it is. It's about discipline. It's about instilling discipline in yourself. So it's very specific for discipline. Like, you have to, it has to be a book because, like
it's just, that's hard. Harder that it's less convenient than it has to be an outside workout.
It has to be regular, plain old fucking water.
So, on that, I start thinking about that. I'm like, well, that's fucking stupid.
Let's call him. Get Andy on.
I'm still drinking water. Regardless, it is water going into my mouth hole. So, okay, where is, like, the other day I got one of those pH balanced whatever waters.
Those don't taste good.
And so there you said it. Taste, right? Because that has to have a flavor to it. So now am I breaking the rules because I had something with like a pH flavor in it? Am I only supposed to go like to the creek and get some fresh water? Like, what's the rule, Andy?
No,
like, where do we cross this line?
No, that there's nothing added to the, you got a bottle of water.
Technically, there's probably something added in here. I guarantee it. Like,
so it's the additives. Like, that's water. Here's what I'll say. Water taste, like, I only like generic water. I like Walmart, Sam's Club water, and I like Kroger water. Aquafina, Dasani. I like Smart Water.
I love Smart
Water. I like Smart Water. But
because it has a taste. So now you're talking about flavor. So I call bullshit on this whole, like.
Well, it's just all, here's the thing. They're all coming from different taps. That's all it is. Exactly. You know? But you're on his program. It ain't Abby's program. You didn't get famous with this program. It's he did.
Screw him.
So
I do what I want, but I don't. He's controlling my life.
For 75 days. And then, so I'm telling Abby, after it, there's a Live Hard program.
Fuck that.
It's like a whole year cycle. So anyway, we started that.
I have shout out to Abby
at with a sick kid at 9:30 last night doing yoga in our front yard.
People walking by our neighbors. Getting into their driveway, and I'm fucking in downward dog. Like, like, what up? I now also have 72 bug bites on my legs. So there you go.
But you're going to remember. Andy. You're going to look fond on this.
So
he didn't make you do this.
I know. And now I'm at this point of like, well, I did it.
Oh, shit. So Harlan's sick. We had plans to go work out at night. And like, one of us has to be here with him because
I did get a little worried at some point of like, I'm worried. I don't know at what point, like, we seek a doctor for him because he was puking so much and it was weird puke. And
he just didn't have anything to puke.
Right. And so, like, and it came on so suddenly. So I'm like, I'm really worried. And the guilt. Like, I start crying because I have this huge guilt of, like, who the hell goes and does a 45-minute workout? So I cancel a walk with somebody. Who does a workout when their kid is at home puking?
I was inside.
I know that, but I'm the mom, and 92% of the reason why I probably don't fucking take care of myself is because I feel like your priority should be everything else. It should be your kids, your husband, your job before it's anything else.
Swap the first two and you're correct. So no, you have to be the first priority.
Sure.
Like, you have to, in the words of Cat Williams, you have to be your star player.
I don't think everybody, I don't want to say this is a mom problem, but I've said it 1,000 times. I can wake up in the morning and already, and just by opening my eyes and thinking about my day, I have already guilted and shamed myself because somebody's going to get left out today.
That's when you start cutting people out.
I think I've done a damn good job of that. Like, I am pretty
Charlie
much.
Can basically.
I have chiseled it down to our little house here. And
three people.
Maybe. And I struggle with, like, making relationships with other people because I'm like, I don't have time for you. And that's horrible.
I don't know. I just think it's all about time management.
I hear you say that. But I also know that you have the worst time management. Like, there is no planning. Like, had I not said,
in my manic
right.
fits, I'm like, right. Oh, we'll get this knocked out in 15-minute segments.
So I was
of the
thinking,
day.
Like, I got to get Charlie ready for 4-H camp. And my brain is like instant, like, shit, we got to do that now.
What's the worst? We send her with $100 and she buys 4-H clothes to wear for the week.
I was sitting in my head thinking yesterday, like, had I not initiated this and done this, what would this have looked like if, for whatever reason, I go down and it's just Gary?
Oh, she would be probably...
A, he would have went and spent, like, he would have gone to Walmart, bought an entire new wardrobe and all, like, supplies and stuff because he's like...
I'd have bought all the supplies at Kroger.
Y'all.
Because I get a...
y'all.
No,
listen. Apparently, no.
No.
No, 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 no. We may no longer be doing this podcast because Gary has secretly come into some damn money that I don't know about because he thinks we have Kroger cleaning supply money. And if you shop
at... I'm Kroger loyal. I'm sorry. That's just my spot.
I hear you, but there are things you just don't buy at Kroger. Listen, unless maybe, it's legit on sale and you've got a digital coupon for that week. Gary, I sent him a list of shit we need. It is clearly... Walmart or dollar store items, hands down. There is nowhere else you're going to get this stuff. We are not out that buying our damn right. laundry detergent at Kroger.
I feel like it's at very comparable. Kroger.
No.
Anyway.
No. And so I text him. I'm like, hey, don't forget. I said this, but I want you to don't forget the odor ban. He's like, I looked for it and I didn't see it. And I send him a picture of Walmart because I think that's where any logical person that is buying.
Oh, that was your first mistake. That was your first mistake.
That he would have gone to Walmart. Because I think he even said, like, I need to go to Walmart in the morning. He's like, well, I'll go.
I don't
know. He turned his ass into Kroger and was buying laundry detergent, Lysol, like, spendy Lysol laundry sanitizer that I don't even buy at Walmart that often because I'm like, that's pricey. But, you know, desperate times right here. I'm shocked.
Anyway, we got what we needed. That's the thing.
We did, but y'all, I'm telling you.
Oh, sorry. If we had a little extra money, we'd be at Goodwill or Lowe's buying a plant and bringing it home. So, which is, the poor thing's going to have to skip on saving something this week.
Oh,
so
I'm not going to get one single discount rescue plant.
You know what's going to happen when you have plants? What do plants draw? Snakes.
No, not in my house. That snake.
Oh, there's a snake in here somewhere.
Stop. You said there was not.
I mean.
I literally can't mentally handle it. So we.
Abby's looking around. So Memorial Day, having a great old time. I'm sitting here at my computer. The garage door's open. Harlan is playing. They go up to play in the water spout. I don't think anything of it. I see Abby screaming, running past me.
Uh-uh. That's not how it happened.
That's what I saw.
Harlan came inside. First off, our son was with you inside. We're packing up to go play at the water spout, but he's inside. I'm not. I go to lift something up, and I look into our fire pit, and there's a big, mean, ugly snake.
Not big or that mean.
Looked at me Garter and then snake. Like flicked its tongue at me. And I scream.
Jumped on the trampoline.
Go to the trampoline immediately. And I'm screaming at Gary, who can't hear a damn thing ever in his life. Has zero hearing whatsoever because he listens to YouTube videos at volume 9000. I'm screaming and yelling, don't let Harlan out here. Huh? Don't let Harlan out here. There's a snake, a snake, a snake.
What? First of all, why could Harlan not go around a snake?
Because that dumb fuck would pick it up.
And lots of people pick them up. Like, just because you're scared of it doesn't mean... At
the time, I wasn't 1,000% sure I knew what kind of snake it was.
You think we're just infested with copperheads down here?
Yeah.
Well, we're not. It was a, yeah. For those snaking through, it was a baby garter snake. Maybe,
it wasn't a baby.
Maybe 2 foot long.
It's a mom, and she's laid her babies inside a couch in here, I'm convinced.
And it's going to be like John Wick. They're coming for revenge.
Oh, God.
When you're asleep, they're going to crawl up your nostrils and
stop.
Get to your brain.
I told you to quit talking about that. I couldn't sleep for days. I just dreamt about snakes.
So here comes the hero of the day.
Not a hero. The big dumb animal starts, first off, with the door. My biggest fear is like, don't let it in the garage. Don't let it in the basement. Basement door wide open, starts poking at the thing. And it's coming toward him, but it flies off the other way. I'm like, close the garage. And he does, but there's a gap on the side closest to the snake between like the little concrete and where the garage door closes. And I'm yelling at it. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. MF-er, you stay away. Don't you do it. And he just looked at me and crawled right into the garage. And I'm like, get Harlan out of here. The snake's inside. The snake's inside. And Gary's like, no, he's not. And let's be honest, there was a little bit of shifty, like, scared, I'm not going to touch it in you too, because I'm like, we're just going to go find a neighbor to go get this. Because you were like, I'm not going down there. I'm like, the hell you aren't. You're going down there. And you're going to go find the snake. And
so our neighbor, Nick, she's like, go get Nick. So I don't.
Because he denied. He was like, I'm not going to go do it. I'm like, somebody's going to do it.
I got the snake. I killed it. But she says, go get Nick. I said, I'm not going to get Nick. So I see Nick at the gym. I say, hey, Abby want me to come get you to kill a snake. He said, what do you think I would do?
Kill it.
He said, I would shoo it away. So we had the snake thing. So it was a.
I'm mortified. I have not been down to that area
yet. I've been over there a bunch.
So I hate snakes. Like, they just physically make me uncomfortable.
Sneaky snake. Stop. Sneaky snake.
So I am now looking to hire people to come.
Are you scared of spiders?
Not at all.
Mice?
I'm not scared of them. I just don't like those fuckers.
Well, spiders or mice?
Mice.
Okay.
Spiders don't bother me at all. I did see a black widow, dead on black widow, when I was cleaning our house out. I think they live in our hostas.
See, that's why I don't have plants. I ain't trying to keep the ecosystem alive and attract spiders and plants and produce oxygen. What are you going to have, like
rocks and dirt?
Listen. If it was just me, I mean, I could live in a fancy brown box and it'd be fine. It doesn't bother me.
I like outside. I like being outside. I love it. I just have something. There's something in my brain that will not allow me to make peace with the snakes. And I just can't. Like, when I was a kid, I used to go down to the creek and
throw rocks at them.
Like, there was one huge black snake that would always sunbathe on this certain rock.
You name it.
But we would always go to our neighbor's house, and I'd always want to go look for him and see him, because we'd play in that creek. But I loved finding him and seeing him and checking in on him. Our neighbor, Sam, would routinely just grab up snakes. Like, I loved looking in the creek and seeing snakes. Didn't bother me at all. At some point in becoming an adult, something said, you are no longer allowed to appreciate snakes. You now hate them, and they will give you physical anxiety. That is where I am now.
I don't think there's anything that does that with me.
You were not comfortable with it.
I'm not gripped in fear where I couldn't. Listen, I chopped that bitch off. I cut its head off. It's fast, too.
I wish I had a gun. I was going to shoot it.
What? Are you that confident in your marksmanship?
Not at all.
Snakes?
Not at all. I have never even shot a gun in my life.
How did Abby lose her big toe? Well, let me tell you, there was a snake outside. She decided to start shooting.
Y'all want to give me a gun to protect the children? Mm-mm. No, you don't. Sure don't. See a snake in my classroom? Bang, bang, bitch.
Oh, God. Yeah, school's out. It's time to get on your summer plans. We've got our vacation plans. We got a little something here and there scheduled.
But I know it's going to fly by. Like, next week, potentially, I feel like, though, the universe is going to go, no, ma'am.
Because Charlie's going to 4-H camp. Harlan will be at school all day.
Mm-hmm. I could have, like, good old-fashioned pre-mid-20s Abby week. Yeah. Like, where I don't have any kids.
You could lay out naked in the backyard.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, I'm just saying you could.
I could if I wanted. Not doing it.
Ain't nobody going to be yelling mom at noon. You don't have to cut no sandwiches up for lunch or nothing like that.
That's what I hate. The mundane. You got to feed these kids, like, over and over again. Like, I just fed you. Get your own drink. Like, And I'm not into, like, the mom hacks of, I don't know. Like,
I tell you what, though. I think maybe at some point I'll invest in a Blackstone, because I feel like you can do anything on those.
I've been looking at them. Turns out they're kind of pricey.
Well.
And we just don't really have a good spot for it.
Because we went and ate at BD's yesterday.
I could eat that all day long.
Oh, I'm telling you. It. The most I've ever had is twice in 1 week, and that was pushing it. Like, once a month. Mm-hmm. It's,
really?
It's just so heavy. Like,
it's a lot of food. But I didn't eat. I just stuck to my shrimp and chicken and veggies.
Same. I just did veggies and chicken and some little sausages.
Yeah, but you also had the tortillas and rice.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
But call me out on that.
So, I'm not calling you out, but like, this Charlie is accountability.
Like, hey, I ate this. What about that bag of Doritos? Oh, yeah, I did that too. We've been pushing Charlie. She's swimming. We've been pushing her to, you know, be the best version of herself.
So,
and it turns out she likes to push back a little bit.
As we all do, I would say. I am in this weird spot of, like, I was not right. So I was an athlete. And that was a big identity of my family. I don't think they really caught on board to, like, females being athletes until, like, middle school, like, that I could do this.
Well, that's still
questionable.
Go ahead.
So there were, it was just a huge conversation constantly about go work out, go do this. Go. It was constant. Are you running? Are you working out? Are you training? I lived in camps. I was multi-sport. You know, I distinctly remember in the summer I would do volleyball in the morning and basketball in the afternoon. And so we have not really raised, not intentionally or unintentionally, like, we have just not. Charlie, she would rather go do 32 theater camps when she was a kid, and ballet and dance, and all the artsy fartsy stuff. And that's great. And I support that. And I would take her to all those things. But she's recently shown interest in sports. And there's a part of me that.
But not real sports.
They are real sports. I listened to Christina P's podcast yesterday, and they were flaming on shot put of how, like, why is this a sport? This isn't a real sport. You're just throwing a rock. And so, anyway.
So I'm not alone. Go ahead.
You're not. I laughed and thought of you. I think it's, I would, you know I don't want to be the mom. I don't want to be the, like, live vicariously through my kid. Because, number one, she ain't the one. That's going to, like, she just does not have that spirit in her. But I also want her to know the satisfaction of trying for something, working hard for something, that payoff. And I don't know how to, like, her motivation, her currency is just, it's not there. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I was obviously a people pleaser. So if somebody said to do something and I did it, and I was like,
she ain't trying to please us.
That's not a healthy boundary. I get that. That's probably not healthy.
Well, listen, it's all subjective.
I don't know how to, like, if she wants to play sports, Gary Neveridge's part where it's like, okay, now you're in high school. It's not like, yay, participation.
Yeah, we're not just showing up and being like, I want to be on the team.
Right.
You got to have some skin in the game.
And so what does that look like? You should be doing something extra. And now in today's society, dear God, like, we're not doing travel.
The limits of extra is
there are
as
none.
Far as you can see.
Right. There are none. And so just having her, like, want to work out independently or try to push herself
right.
in ways, she just doesn't want to.
But also she knows she needs to, like, there's a,
and so then she cries about wanting to do that, but I'm like, okay, so we'll go do it, and she's like, I don't want to. I'm like, I don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
As you can tell, she's a very independent minded person, but, like, reality and the story she's telling herself are so different, and trying to, like, let her learn that is mind numbing as a parent. And I don't know. I think I'm constantly seeking, like, where is the boundary? What do you do? She's a great kid. She is a good kid. She just absolutely
isn't a good kid.
She infuriates me in just how, and I don't know what part is 14 and what part is her. So it's wild. It's hard. Parenting sucks sometimes.
And I think the biggest part is you have to lead by example, which we're trying as far as
right.
what we eat. And try not to, like, shame her about,
right?
You know, about her choices and, like, redirecting her to smart choices. But it's a for you, full cut family members.
It's tough
with you know, children with your genes.
Yeah,
it can right. be difficult.
That's a really hard part for me because I mean, I live that life, and being a female, it's I think real tough. Because, like, even you. Going into your weight loss journey, people, I don't think, treat your extra weight like they.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Would a female, like, no. Someone literally asked you if you were a bodybuilder. No one looks at an obese woman and say, you lift weights? Yeah,
well,
you're a bodybuilder.
I mean, I could have been, I could have just stepped off stage. You never know. But the thing, but and here's, like, the difference in
the hell
in where she's at and where I was at 14. From 14 to 21, my goal was to gain weight, was to get bigger.
Right. Never knew that life.
Yeah. So, like, I've, you know, shout out Fletch. He's like, you want to get bigger? He's like, glass of whole milk, two peanut butter sandwiches before you go to bed. And I did that for years. Or, I mean, like, I would try to just, it was all, like, I can remember 2 for $2 Big Macs.
Delicious. Oh, my God.
And eating 6 of them. I would have a heart attack if I ate 6 right now. So, through that, like, that mindset going into life, I've always been comfortable being big, being the big guy. You know, obviously.
I
told
Gary, I distinctly remember him. Gary had a Dodge Aries as one of his first vehicles. Mm-hmm. And I would just
Google it. Google what a Dodge Aries looks like.
Even in high school, it looked like Mr. Incredible sitting in his car, just like. I look back and I think, like, distinctly seeing his shoulders, like, go over into the passenger seat. In my head, that's what it looked like. But so it's not like.
But there you comes were just a time.
Like a broad guy.
You just got them old big shoulders.
Exactly why I had to have a C-section, because the doctor looked at Gary's shoulders.
That's true. True story.
And walks back in and says, I keep looking at his shoulders. She's not coming down your birth canal. We're doing a C-section. I was like, well, damn.
It wasn't that she was looking at my shoulders because she was attracted to me. And the
right. She had been staring at him, lusting at him while his fat, pregnant, gushy, mushy, obese wife lay in the bed trying to push a baby out her vag. But whatevs, Gare.
It never came out, though. So, but I've always, like, even. And there's, I've gained and lost as an adult, I feel like 1,000 pounds. Like, I've lost 80 pounds in a chunk, 50. I mean, I can drop 30 pounds by withholding air for 4 hours a day. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Gary has not even, I've done 75 hard religiously since Monday.
Yeah.
And
I've lost twice as much weight as Abby has. Yeah.
Twice as much. Pisses me off. I didn't even eat dinner.
And I'm not even. Like, I've, my macros are substantially larger than Abby's. Like, it isn't, it's a huge, it's a big difference. But anyway, so the problem to you younger people listening that maybe want to search out this big and tall lifestyle, it comes with some weird consequences, such as, oh, high blood pressure. you know, such as, oh, your heart, you know, we're listening to your heart, you know, something like the added weight is a burden onto yourself. So, like, in 2016, I looked into having bariatric surgery. And in that process, like, I lost like 70 pounds. So I was like, man, fuck this. I ain't doing it.
Because at the time, for the particular surgery, you had to lose X amount of, you had to be on a specific diet.
Yeah, I had to go, yeah, I had to, like, start a diet and whatever. So, like, yeah, so I knocked that, I was like, so I can do it on my own. Like, I like food, and you don't realize how attached you are to food until you can't have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why diets suck, is when you start restricting your food, like, right. You go crazy. Like, bitch, I want some pizza. I want some chicken fried rice, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through this, and like, I'm going to the doctor over the, since COVID, and my blood pressure just, like, my blood pressure is high and my dosage of medicine keeps going up because it doesn't change. Like, I've lost weight, gained weight, like all that in the middle. The constant is my fucking blood pressure. Like, it's like, oh, hey, that's high. So, like, I get to the point where, you know, we talked about going to the emergency room. My blood pressure is 200 over, like, 160 or whatever. And I'm like, okay, something has got, like, I got to fix this. I can't do this on my own. Not so sure medicine's going to, like, I don't want to be so medicated. Like, for instance, I get put on, like, a second blood pressure pill. 3 days later, I'm like, Abby, look at this. My feet and legs are swollen like I'm a fucking elderly. I'm like retaining water in the lower part of my legs. And I'm like, this is it. I'm done.
I was going through menopause.
It's awful. Like, I'm like, this don't even look right. And I remember sitting like right where I'm at right now. And I'm like, my legs are a little tingly. I look down. I'm like, holy shit. My ankle's twice as like. So I'm like, okay, I got to do something. So I go back to this bariatric surgery journey. I shit you not. I fill out some. I watched the, because Abby went with me to the initial, what would you call it, seminar, I guess you did.
Yeah, weird, yeah.
So but COVID, I did it online this time. I fill out some paperwork. I get a day to come in. So I go in. I go run through the gamut of all the things, right? Yeah. I see go through a nutritional class. I go through like a group therapy setting where like this is what you can look forward to, you know.
Wait, you've done group therapy?
Yeah, we had it as a group.
Oh, okay.
There.
That doesn't sound like therapy. That just sounds like a class.
Like you talk about what challenges you may have and things like that, or that you foresee. But it was very like top, like. We did maybe
surface level.
40, yeah, like, I'm not so sure half the people that I went with will even go through with. I was one of those people that started that process.
Right.
Talked to a doctor or a PA, and they're like, yeah, you qualify. Now, like, what smacked me in the face is like, oh, you qualify for this new surgery. It's like it's a combination of the gastric sleeve and a gastric bypass. I was like, why do I do that? Because like, your BMI is so high. I'm like, holy fuck. How fat am I? Like what the fuck?
I think it's just.
And they're like, and so when you Google it, it's like, oh, this is typically done for obese people that need a organ transplant, need to lose weight quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my fuck. So I'm getting bombarded with like all this, like, holy shit. Is this way more serious than I thought? One of the things that the surgeon talked about is like people, like there's going to be some troll motherfuckers in your life.
Uh-huh.
That'll be like, oh, you took the easy way out, or you could have done this naturally. And he starts reading off stats, like the people that do it naturally versus the people that do it with bariatric surgery. There's no difference in longevity in life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it actually probably could be proven more so with bariatric surgery just because you have that constant contact with your doctors and you're going through therapy and like your yearly checkups and all that. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, I don't give a shit about people say you did it the easy way. Sure. Yeah. If this is easy, you haven't.
Right. What was easy about getting to this point?
So like I go get blood work, and then I saw a psychiatrist, and I know a lot of people be like, oh, you need to see that anyway.
Yes, you do. I'm still for it. BetterHealth.com. Hit us up.
So, how's it going to hit us up? You just get.
I don't know. I just know that you need to get a little something, little chitty chatty.
So the psychiatrist
therapies.
I'm scheduled for an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
We end up talking for, I'm going to say, one is a telehealth visit. But maybe 15 minutes because the problem is, it's again, just topical to what I'm going through is they want to make sure like, you know, you're not suicidal. You don't have any hidden, like, drug addictions or anything like that. You know, a lot about suicide. I'm like, nope, I'm good on there.
Well, to that, I feel like there needs to be probably a lot more probing into this because identity, food, weight, like, this is deep. And the emotion aspect to it. And there's a woman whose entire shtick to helping people lose weight is only, mostly, primarily, like, she gives them little tricks and stuff, but it is just about curing that relationship with food.
Well, that's the whole basis of Noom.
Right, right. It's that, yes. Is this, Noom has some other little tips and tricks they do too, but it is mostly like, I mean, throughout her stuff, it is all about what are you feeling right now? Why are you eating that right now? Why? And majority of the time, it's time to eat.
Like it.
Well, it's because it's time to eat, because everybody else is eating. Like,
right.
We have been so, food is so accessible to us at any point we want it. There is no opportunity to even know what your hunger cues are because it's time for me to have my coffee. It's time for me to have my breakfast. I just eat breakfast now.
Well, going through the whole, like, learning about, like, so when you get hungry, that's not a symbol for you to eat. Mm-mm. That's a cue that you need to go find food. Like, exactly. That's your basic survival instinct.
Right.
So, like, it's like you, it should be 24 to 48 hours after you feel that you're looking for food. But like you said,
I think
everything,
it's like 20 or 30 minutes, but okay.
I don't think that's how that works when you're having to kill something and prepare it.
Right. But I'm like, today's society, if you start feeling that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
none of us are out here hunting and gathering their homeboy.
Right. And that's why we are in the shape we're in.
That's it. We don't need to be fucking hunting and gathering.
If you want to know what that's really like, go to Instagram and follow Liver King.
Oh, no.
This motherfucker is, first of all, genetically enhanced with all the steroids. And he may not be. He says he's not. So I don't want to pass judgment. I'm just saying, go to Liver King.
Well, and here's the other thing about these people, the Andy Frazellas, the Liver King. Number one, males. All males.
Yeah.
All males. To where even if they
there's
do have.
There's a Liver Queen.
I'm sure there is. But even if there is children in their lives and a job, and like, I don't, they are obviously, this is their job, first of all.
True.
They're males. They have a woman holding all the shit together in the background while they go do two, three workouts a day.
That's awful judgy of you to think that.
No, it's truth. And it's the reason why, like, I'm doing this in the summer, particularly in a summer where I don't.
Hot girl summer.
My son will be in school. And that is a privilege that I've not enjoyed ever, and a privilege that not all females, women, working moms, let's go there, working moms, working parents get. Is I have time off while my kid is preoccupied for majority of the day.
Yeah.
And the other one I can just let be. So I have removed one major barrier to allow me to do this that I don't think all men have to focus on. And so when I see these, like, Liver King, Go Live Your Life, Andy Frazella, like, check your privilege, bro, because you don't probably have to worry about what time to get the kids to swim, when you're going to fit your workout in, how you going to go buy your groceries, because you don't have a shopping or who's doing the damn laundry for all these workouts. Because let me tell you, two workouts a day in the summer, I'm disgusting. I have to wash my clothes and change clothes. So there are minute details to all of that, that those people, the influencers of the world, do not tell you. And I'm here to tell you, that's why I'm crying at 9:30 last night, like, I'm fixing to fail this because my son's sick and my job is to be his mom and be his caretaker.
But what happened? You did it.
I did, but
bad
I'm not going
to. Motherfucker.
I'm not a bad motherfucker.
You were last night.
I'm a lunatic doing yoga with Adrian to detox and reset in my front yard.
I love it though. That's.
But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you just have to make time. Fuck those people that say you just have to make time. They've never had to make time in your whole life.
That's awful judgy of you.
No, it's not. It's not. It's truth. And for people to be like, it's a time management issue. Screw you. Screw you. You've never had to really make hard choices.
Sound salty about.
I'm not salty. I'm just going to be real. And that's hard. So, anyway, Gary's having gastric bypass surgery.
Yeah. So, it will the probably.
Sleep or Sadie. Something.
Yeah, whatever the insurance covers. Also, our whole insurance situation. First of all, you will never hear me complain, bitch, moan about Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. They are the fucking MVPs of our life. I don't know what our life would look like.
Just right now, in our particular scenario.
Yeah, just with like having an autistic child who goes to ABA therapy, who also does occupational therapy and has had speech therapy. Like, wow. You know,
we're grateful. I mean, it's not amazing, you know, European like healthcare provided, you know, free healthcare, but
it's pretty fucking close.
It's pretty daggone close. Like we are blessed in that aspect.
Let's just say everything we have done for the second half of 2022 is free.
Thanks, Harlan.
So now's the time. Like, I was thinking about making appointments just to go hang out.
No, you're not doing that. Stop. Can your insurance provider be like, you know what? Bye. We're not providing for you anymore.
They used to be able to, yeah, but they can't now.
They're like, y'all are too much. We can't do that. Like, I feel like at any time, though, the other shoot, this is my mentality. Gary's like, woohoo, let's schedule more appointments. Me, I'm like, nobody breathe. Nobody move. The other shoe's about to drop, and someone's getting ready to send us a $4,000 bill that we have no ability to pay.
Well, we can pay a fourth. What are you talking about?
I don't want to, though.
This comes from the woman. Let me tell you this. Abby is the glue that holds this house together.
Thank you.
Never listen to her about our finances. Because here's what happens. She gets into them for approximately 8 days.
I'm getting ready to, like, flame on you, so be careful what you say.
No.
Be careful what you say.
We get into, like, she gets a grasp of it. We're following her program, whatever. And then when school starts back,
The program doesn't go away. What goes away is Gary's like, Abby's not paying attention anymore. Let's go buy pizza. Is that not true?
When's the last time I bought pizza?
I'm just saying, there was that week where I was like, if you order one more damn pizza to this house, like, we're busy. We got things.
That's true. And that's another thing is,
I will start something and
a lot of
share
our,
the knowledge and be like, here's how we're going to do this. And Gary's like, I hear you, but hear me out. What if I don't pay attention to you at all?
That's a thing like our
their entire mortgage.
We pay for convenience way more than other people. Mm-hmm. I feel like
I don't think way more than other people I think way more than other people in our income bracket. Like,
no, that's not true. We're like we're the 1%, so like what we do though is like it's to compensate for swim and being is like, hey, we'll go to McDonald's or, you know, this, right, and that, like, right. You know, we spent almost $200. We spent $200 yesterday just for some protein and PDs, basically, you know?
Right. Well, that we were getting other things, but
not very many other things.
It's Costco, Lord. But I think now, like, I have 18. If I'm just drinking a protein a day, like, that's 18 days of protein. That's worth. And it's, yeah, way cheaper than
one. No. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just it's made us convenient. Like, we don't cook as much
I'm
as we should.
I'm choosing to get protein from a drink rather than eating 75 ounces of chicken every day.
Also, when you cook every day, you have to do dishes every
day. God, it's so much. So, yeah, I will buy the pre-made grilled chicken strips and air frying.
Yeah, we got, listen though, guys, we got some good food here. We also have the Costco tacos.
When Gary first saw Costco tacos, he was like, they're $6 for a whole thing of tacos.
Yeah, they're like $15, but like, still worth it. Like,
yeah, it's so good.
That's what, when, after I had my stomach scoped as part of my like pre-op stuff for bariatric surgery.
Mm-hmm. And I missed it. He was on anesthesia. I didn't get
to see. She got one video and that's it.
I had to take care of the kids. So Thank goodness, Connie. Connie got the delight.
Yeah.
The delight of taking Anesthesia Gary is a whole new level of Gary. It is.
It's drunk Gary.
It's drunk Gary, but extra.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't remember much of it. But we went to Frisch's. Because, like, listen, only had anesthesia with this, like, maybe four times in my life now. And it like, just count me out for the whole day. Whatever it is, I'm done for. Like, I did. Also, my throat hurt, like, where they shoved a camera down my throat.
But he gives the illusion that he's fully aware of what's going on. Because I come home, I lay down beside him, we're talking and chatting. I don't know if you know this, but, like, at one point, you were like, well, just go take you, like, $100 and go get you that stuff. I was wanting something. And, like, I was like, I really should take advantage of this right now. Gary is like... Just go get that. Just go do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, he has no idea what he's talking about.
But we went to Frisch's. First of all, fuck Golden Corral. The breakfast buffet is not open on Fridays. I don't know why.
That is literally the first text message I get of him coming out of surgery. I mean, or of his scope. Like, I get his mom, like, everything's good. Everything looked good. It's all great. Then I get Gary. Fuck Golden Corral. What?
So we go to Frisch's and... Like, I'm just tearing it up, like, you know, because I had to fast before that. Literally, it was literally the only thing I ate on Friday. Because your stomach don't feel so good after all that, but your hunger overrides that discomfort for a little bit.
You just push through. You're a champion, man. But you got to make it happen.
The woman's apologizing for the price of the breakfast buffet. It's like $12 or something. I was like, sweetheart, I just ate my weight. In fucking bacon. Like, have you priced bacon at the store? I won. Let's just say I won today. That you lost money.
Oh, I would have loved to have been there for that. That would have been great. You feel good? I think you kind of came back to life yesterday.
Yeah, I went to the gym. Oh, I met the gym yesterday. And I can't talk about Abby. I shouldn't have said anything about her this podcast because...
Two episodes ago, Gary is making fun of me.
Who says so?
We have it on record.
Pull the tape up. I don't know what pull I did. Tape.
Gary makes fun of me all the time because I do get injured. I, 2 weekends in a row, was like going to the gym, doing a regular workout that I normally would have done, but this body, this inactive body... I mean, one bad move on a upright, a bent over row...
Been over there.
What is wrong? I'm down. Like, I've hurt my back. And it's that, I swear, like, people are like, I'm down on my back. Like, I get it. You can't do anything. So, Gary Wayne.
Why you gotta use my birth certificate name?
Hits the gym yesterday. It's like, mess my back up. I'm like, tell me more. Tell me more.
Not to the extent that, like, I wasn't down. But let's just say when I stand up from doing this,
it's gonna hurt.
I'm gonna have to do some stretches.
Yeah,
but it was like we got out of the car to go eat yesterday, and I'm like gyrating my hips, still trying to get my back aligned so I can just. But because I get to be normal, like it normalizes itself out.
Yeah, it's all hip.
I'm walking into Kroger this morning. And I feel like I'm high stepping. Like, what is going on here with my body?
He's a Tennessee walking horse.
Yeah. So it's
but I
also
hate that. I'm so frustrated. So through this little workout, I have found is like my frustration is my body physically hurts in places that like it's not like I've blown an MCL or an ACL or I've like twisted an ankle. It's I'm having hip flexor issues where it.
How was the ice bath for your legs?
Oh, my God. It was great.
You
want
to go do cryo therapy with me?
No.
Mm-mm. Why?
I don't think I'd like it. There's too many rules, and it freaks me out. And you
what do you mean there's too many rules? You just stand there.
You said you couldn't touch the wall. I would definitely touch the wall.
You'd be like Ralphie or whoever from The Christmas Story.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I don't know. I'll think about it. I hate being cold, but my body hurts so bad. My legs hurt. My feet have been hurting at night.
Sauna's broke at the gym. Shit together, Downtown Athletic Club.
I broke out my in several years ago. I've had two different varicose vein laser ablations. And from that, you have to wear those really thick, weird tan color compression stockings that go like up to your knees. I knew that, like, by workout number three, walk number three, just walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was like, I cannot live with the foot pain that I was living with. I've got plantar fasciitis in one foot.
Undiagnosed.
It is 100% plantar fasciitis.
Undiagnosed.
Shut the hell up. I've got this horrible varicose vein on my foot that aches and aches and aches on the other one. And I've got a hip flexor problem and a bad back. I'm a mess. I'm a flipping mess. And I'm like, but I have to do this workout.
And she's one step away from breaking an ankle at any given time.
I twisted my ankle in front of the neighbor the other day, just walking to the trampoline. And I was like, "Is she okay?" And I was like, oh my God, she saw me. Because I'm sure it's graceful as hell when I go down. I got up. I'm like, I'm fine. Just can't move. So I broke out the compression socks and took a walk in my capri, like my yoga pants. And I was like, you know, and they're not even like the same color exactly. They're off a little bit. So it looks like I have like a really weird tan. But, you know, I feel like I am learning with this little 75 hard journey. Kind of
learning a little bit about yourself. Introspective look.
Taking my workouts, being very conscientious about what I do for my workout, because I'm like, you got to do this for 75 more days, honey. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a, like, you can't go balls to the wall today. But I also want to get, so I've been very conscientious about what my body can do. And I think that's like when you think about like marathon runners and they only run like a mile this day or 2 miles, it's like it's very intentional.
Yeah.
But I'm pissed at how bad my body hurts. And I'm like, why did I wait to the point of 41 years old when my body is wrecked and I'm trying to do all of this stuff? And it hurts. It physically.
It's resilient, hurts. Though. It's gonna. You'll bounce back.
But I did find that the ice bath was super rewarding.
That was a huge circle into the ice bath.
I got you there, didn't I? I got you there. I like to get through the details. I like to tell all the things.
I said Abby a clip of Bert Kreischer. He's like, Leah can't tell a story. It's like she pulls three random pages of fucking Moby Dick. Starts talking.
You can tell a story. Yeah. Do you get to the point?
No, sure. No. Yeah. I'm not a storyteller.
I tell a story. I tell it. I am much better.
Tell us whose stories you like better.
I am much better in writing my stories than I am.
So we're going to write a book.
I don't know.
We're manifesting it. You're doing 75 hard. We're doing a book.
I just we're going to go on tour. I don't think there's anything special.
Everybody's ever wrote a fucking book thought that.
There's nothing
Somebody
special
will buy it.
I don't want to put in all that labor for all person singular to like accidentally think they were picking up something else and they pick up our book and they're like, listen, I don't want, and yay, we wrote a book. Like, I struggle with it. People have told me often, like, go write a book. And I'm like, there's nothing special about what I say.
Well, that's true, but I think it'd be interesting. Oh, I just got the death look.
What the hell?
You said it. Don't be self-deprecating and like, don't, I'll co-sign it for you.
Speaking of how you and our daughter are exactly the same person, last night I took her to Goodwill just because I told her I would, and I'm like, I got to do this.
And if you say that, she will hold you. It'd be like fucking 11:50. Hey, we going
to Goodwill.
Were we going to watch that show tonight? Would you go make that popcorn?
Yes.
I said that 6 days ago.
But you got to do
it. I'm a different person now.
You do have a bad habit of doing that. You've done it since we've dated. So I fulfill my obligation, take her to Goodwill. And she was looking for shirts. I hold this one shirt up. I'm like, this is really cute. I wonder if it was a weird size. Like, instead of being like large, extra large, 2X, it was 3. What's a 3? I don't know what a 3 is. But it's some of these brands are into like, let's not make you feel obese. So we're going to give you a new number. I'm like, bitch, I still know that's an obese number. Like,
yeah. So anyway, what did she say? Get to what Charlie said.
So
I'm going to walk you through the story.
My details are needed and necessary, fucker. So anyway, I pick the shirt up and I hold it up. I'm like, I wonder if I could wear that. And Charles like, I'm pretty sure you could squeeze into that. Dead serious. Did not mean. I was like, go somewhere.
I'm pretty sure you could squeeze into that.
I was like, Charlie, squeeze. She's like, oh, I meant Yeah, I think it would fit you. I'm gonna go somewhere. I hate you. So the next opportunity I got when she was at, like, two rows over, I found the gaudiest piece of lingerie. And I was like, Charlie, nightgown for camp?
Oh, got
she
her.
She was like, yeah, yeah, leave me alone. But squeeze into that. You all are assholes. I'm just saying that. Not very conscientious of your words.
Listen. If you made it this far, God bless you.
Sorry.
You are amazing people, and we love you for that. We appreciate each and every person that listens, even when we don't post podcasts. Or the what's odd is, like, we know the dozen people that listen every week. Like, we know them. They tell us. The hundreds of other people, I have no fucking idea who you are, but I would love to get to know you. We may have, just call me. Hit me up.
What do you want to talk about?
I've got questions. I got questions of why you give a shit about us. And what can we do better?
Yeah, I do think I have, like, ideas for how we can do better. And I say them, and
she probably says them in a 13-minute story that lost me at minute four. So
that's your ADHD.
I've got the monkey problem. And the symbol in my brain, and it takes a lot to
and
get
that's
me.
You. I want to start doing what TikTok taught you this week. I want to start doing a special.
You know, I've not even really watched TikTok this week.
I can't because I got to read 10 pages a day. And
oh my God. I read 10 pages sitting in the car waiting to go to the gym while I'm drinking my pre-workout.
Well, the issue is I'm reading those 10 pages, but now I want to read more. Right. So I will finish this book before. Like, I'm reading way more than 10 pages a day. I do want to talk about that book. Let me finish it, and then I will give you my hot takes on this book. Because just as Gary was listening to his podcast, I was like, let's write a book. I start reading. I first heard this woman on a podcast, then start reading her book. And I'm like, hey, so.
And we can recap this when you get finished with the book.
Well, I'm just going to say this one thing. I was like, we're going to open a school.
I am a scholar.
Shit.
Do you think I'd be a good principal?
No.
Assistant principal?
No.
Head of the bus garage?
Possibly. I'll give you that.
Oh, you can find us on social media at Close Enough on Facebook, Close Enough Pod on Instagram. We don't really post anything.
Let's TikTok. Make a vow to make a TikTok this week.
We'll make a TikTok.
And we'll make one. Let's add it to the Andy Frazella plan. 75 Hard Podcast Edition. We're going to make one social media post on all of our platforms this
a day.
Week. No.
What?
I don't have time. I have to drink plain water.
What? Oh, my God. Your time. I don't know how long you think shit takes. That's not your, like.
Because you got to do it quality, bitch. We don't do it half-assed like you.
But we do it close enough.
Close enough, exactly. Almost done. I got to pee.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.